Met did loan its over four tanks. There was an extreme shortage of locomotives at Neasden in the 1960s, and all sorts of unlikely engines were pulling Maryland trains from Rickey, including the L3264 goods tanks, but they only had about 5 foot two wheels, quite unsuitable. But the little 4-4 tank stood by at Rickmansworth. There are some pictures of it around, and quite regularly it worked from Rickmansworth to Chesham, which was a very fine sight indeed. Mm. Now, one train which, again, other people do know something about, and John Chamney is actually doing a study of some of the workings of the vehicles on this. But you remember there was a milk depot at Marylebone for a long time, and it served a milk depot at Dorrington, which was about three stations south of Shrewsbury on the north and west, Shrewsbury, Condover, Dorrington, I think the stations. And there was a milk train came up during the night, but the empties went back early evening. And this train came on a very odd route, because it was designed to maximise the LNER's mileage, and it travelled to Shrewsbury via Harrow, Aylesbury, Woodford, and back to Banbury before it relinquished LNER metals and went back to went on towards Wolverhampton. And this, it was an unusual train. It had about six or eight empty milk tanks and a BG or something like that at the back. And you'd see it going through Pinner on a summer evening about 7:15. Really miles off course by any current standards, and eventually it did take a more logical route and turned left at Northolt Junction and went to Banbury in a straight line. But that's how the Marylebone Milk Depot, which survived relatively recently, was actually serviced.